I'm Jimmy Himes along with Vince Ferrara. And we're pleased to be joined by a special guest, Mr. College Football. He is a columnist with TMG, collegesports.com, does a terrific job, and he's been a longtime friend. We happened to just see him at the SEC spring meetings recently, and that's Tony Barnhart. Tony, how are you?
Jimmy, I'm doing well. I hope you had a good fourth.
Yes, sir. I hope you did as well. So what was your reaction to USC and UCLA headed to the Big Ten?
Oh, it's on. All the years, Jimmy, all the years that you and I have been talking about mega conferences and when was it going to happen, you know, the SEC taking on Texas and Oklahoma, that still had a regional feel to it. It was mm-hmm. a southern, southwest part of the United States. There is no pretense here. This is a national conference that's going to play on a national stage, and I was totally shocked by it. I had no idea this was coming.
So do you think the SEC reacts and looks to expand, or do you think the SEC will stand pat?
I think they'll stand pat unless the Big Ten decides to keep going. Let's say the Big Ten gets Notre Dame. Well, the SEC is going to have to react to that. But right now, what the SEC has, there's really no reason to make any more moves unless the Big Ten makes a big move.
Tony, what's bizarre about this, and Jimmy and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, curious how you view it, is that USC and UCLA went to the Big Ten, which I guess was similar to what happened with the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma, when the schools are initiating that, but now we expect a domino mm-hmm. effect. How do you translate that and look into that?
Because the way I translated it is that USC and UCLA looked at their future, and they saw a future at the Big Ten where they could get paid almost $100 million a year at some point in the life of the contract, and they're sitting here in the Pac-12 with the most uncertain future, financially, with the most uncertain future. And I think they understood. I think UCLA's had some serious issues financially in their athletic department. So I think ultimately that's what it came down to, is you wanted stability. And that's what USC and UCLA could find in the Big Ten.
And what do you expect Notre Dame to do? Because it sounds like everyone's kind of waiting for them next.
That is the next domino to fall. What does Notre Dame decide to do? You know, in the past, Notre Dame has always been able to look at the revenue they generated, and it made sense to stay an independent. With the kind of money we're talking about coming from the Big Ten, it may be that you know, Notre Dame doesn't want to give up its independence, but they've got tremendous leverage right now. And Jack Swarbrick, is the athletic director, is a really smart guy, and it could be that the time has come for Notre Dame, and because these are the circumstances that have been created.
Tony, is Notre Dame decision dependent on what kind of a deal it can strike with NBC?
I think if NBC wants to be in Notre Dame's future, they're going to have to step up to the plate, because I think ESPN is prepared to make them a very, very nice deal. A combination of, you know, ESPN and Fox, which is controlling the Big Ten. So I think NBC, if they want to keep Notre Dame home football games, they're going to have to step up to the plate mm-hmm. big time.
So I've read a lot of stuff, and I want to run this one by you. There's some talk about maybe the Pac-12 and the ACC reaching an agreement to play some type of a championship game in Las Vegas. What do you make of that?
As it was described in the story, a very loose alliance. Mm-hmm. First of all, they better be careful how they use that word. That has not turned out very well for them. And what it does more than anything is there's strength in numbers. If you create this sort of mega conference and let each side play, you know, the ACC champ and the Pac-12 champ, which their champions would play each other for a conference championship and probably a spot in the playoffs, it's just a way to organize yourself to try to protect against poaching. I don't really see that happening, because I think we're talking about 26 teams if they were to do that, and that seems a bit much to me.
Does it make sense that the Pac-12 is allegedly negotiating a new media rights deal when they don't even know who the membership's going to be?
those will be very interesting negotiations. So, because if I'm sitting there on the television side of that thing, you're asking me for this kind of money, but what are you gonna what am I buying? Who is going to be in this conference? You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen to Oregon and Washington. You don't know what's going to happen to Arizona and Arizona State and Utah and Colorado, who reportedly are talking to the Big 12 about joining there. So, yeah, that it doesn't seem to be, Jimmy, the prime time for negotiations.
Tony, does this change anything, your opinion, as to when Texas and Oklahoma will join the SEC, whether it will be earlier than previously agreed to?
Well, I think the key to that is what the Big 12 does. If the Big 12 goes out tomorrow or the next day and goes and plucks four teams out of the Pac-12, then I think they're probably done. And they said, you know what, let's come up with a number and get you guys out of here. There's no point in us being a 16-team conference and having you guys in it. So I think in that respect, if the Big 12 makes a huge move and brings in four more teams, I do think it accelerates how quick the OU and Texas can get in.
And in terms of the ACC with their grant of rights, how big of a hang-up do you think that would be for anyone trying to pluck any of those schools from that conference?
Depends on who you talk to. You talk to some people that said, well, you know, contracts are made to be broken. There's all kinds of things that can happen. What if the ACC falls apart? If the ACC falls apart, then it's going to be every person for themselves. But I talked to some other people who say that grant of rights deal is airtight, and they drew it up that way. Because remember, the grant of rights thing happened when Maryland suddenly left and went to the Big Ten. And when they put that deal together, all the presidents agreed they wanted the security from getting poached. And so it depends on who you talk to about when it comes to the grant of rights.
Tony, how soon do you think the SEC might announce its scheduling format, whether they go to the 6-3 format or the 7-1? And by the way, I think it's going to be 6-3 because I think that's what Greg Sankey wants. But when do you think they might announce that?
Right. Well, the question is, how much do they have to know before they make this final decision? For example, do you need to know how big the college football playoff is going to be, that it's going to be 12 teams? If you know that it's going to be 12 teams, then I think you could feel more comfortable about going to 9 conference games, going to the 6-3 model, 3-6 model. But I think the question is, how much do you need to know? Can they announce it now? Because you're talking about another year in advance. So would they make an announcement like that at SEC Media Days? They don't usually do that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see.
Do you think the college football playoff will be expanded to 12 eventually?
I do, because that's what makes the most sense, to get more teams involved. That's what the SEC wants. That's what Greg Sankey wants. And I think it's going to do very, very well. The other variable, though, Jimmy, is what I would say is this. One of the reasons the SEC wanted 12 teams is because they thought an 8-team model would have automatic qualifiers.
Yep.
I think with these changes, I think the idea of automatic qualifiers completely goes away, because there's no way the Pac-12 is getting a spot in the college football playoff just because they won the Pac-12. And so I think when all is said and done, they'll end up at 12.
One more quick question. Do you think USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten changes the opinion of the Big Ten about the college football playoff going to 12? Are they more open to that now?
I would certainly think they would be, because now they've got a chance, just like the SEC, to get in 2, 3, 4 teams. So yeah. I think it would change their mind about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tony, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you down in Atlanta.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. That is Tony Barnhart. He is a columnist with TMGCollegeSports.com. Mr. College Football does a great job covering SEC and college football as well. So we appreciate him joining us.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.